Time Warner Audiobooks presents Double Homicide, written by Jonathan and Faye Kellerman and read by John Rubenstein and Lou Diamond Phillips.
Double Homicide, Boston, in the Land of Giants. Chapter 1. It wasn't that Dorothy was nosy. She was going through the backpack because it stank. 5 days' worth of rotted food leaked from brown lunch bags. A microbe's dream. After carefully extracting the olfactory offense with her fingertips, she saw something at the bottom, partially buried beneath crumpled papers and textbooks. Just the merest wink of metal, but it spoke to her with malevolence. Her heart slammed against her chest. Gingerly, she pushed away the junk on top until the object was completely exposed. A Smith & Wesson revolver. An old one. Taking it out of the knapsack, she examined the weapon. Nicked, scarred, rust around the muzzle, poorly maintained. 6 blank chambers, but that was meager comfort. Her face registered shock, then the rage set in.
Spencer!
Her normally deep voice had turned shrill.
Spencer, get your sorry ass in here right now!
Her screaming was futile. Spencer was down the block shooting b-balls in the Y with the gang. Rashid, Armando, Corey, Juwan, and Richie. The 15-year-old had no idea that his mother was home, let alone A, was in his room, B, was going through his personal belongings, and C, had discovered a gun in his book bag. She heard the stairs creak under heavy footsteps. It was her elder son, Marcus. He stood at the doorway to the room like a sentry, hands across his chest, legs spread apart.
What's going on, Ma?
Dorothy whirled around and shoved the empty gun in his face.
What do you know about this?
Marcus grimaced and took a step backward.
What are you doing?
I found this in your brother's backpack.
Why are you going through Spencer's backpack?
That is not the point!
Dorothy spit out furiously.
I am his mother, and I am your mother, and I don't need a reason to go through your backpack or his.
Yes, you do, Marcus countered. Our backpacks are personal. There are privacy issues.
Well, right now, I don't give a good goddamn about privacy,
Dorothy screamed.
What do you know about this?
Nothing, Marcus screamed back.
Nothing at all, okay? No, it's not okay. I find a revolver in your brother's backpack, and that's not okay, okay?
Okay.
Damn right, okay?
Dorothy's chest was sore and tight, and she gasped for each...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?